the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 7th, and we are going to be answering the question, how? And we're going to be talking about the Son of God. But before we get into all of that part of our adventure, I'm going to have my special guest introduce themselves. What is your first name, special guest?
Emma.
And Emma, what grade are you in?
Second.
What is your favorite thing about second grade so far?
Learning about God.
What's like one thing you've learned where you're like, what? That is very cool.
I don't know.
But a bunch of things. That it's made it so much so that it's been your favorite thing that you've been learning this year in second grade. Okay, love it. We're going to be going on an adventure today talking about the Son of God. But before we get into our details, I would love to hear from you, Miss Emma. What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
I have these wolf toys and I kind of want to play them in the snow.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Do you think you're going to lose them? Is that like a concern? Or you're like, nope, I think it's going to be pretty fun to play with them in the snow.
I don't think I should bring out my white ones anymore.
Oh, that's true. That would be hard to find in the snow.
Yeah, really hard.
Yes. Well, I hope we get a good snow this Christmas. That's the only time of the year I really enjoy snow is at Christmas time. And so we're talking a lot about adventures. I would love to hear from you. What is an adventure that you've been on that you're like, oh, that was a good one?
Well, a couple days ago, we went to a museum and I loved it.
Oh, what museum was that?
I forgot the name of it, but it was really fun.
But what kind of things did you see? Was it like space or history? Or
We went to a room and there was a dinosaur and it was, I think, the largest Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, I have an idea of where you were. And that sounds so fun. So you just love getting to like learn new things and see new things and kind of see it in person. Yeah, museums are great learning places, that's for sure. So when you go on these kinds of adventures, what is something that you really enjoy about adventures? What do you most like about adventures? Do you like trying new things? Do you like doing the same thing over and over again?
Well, I sometimes like doing this. The same thing over and over again.
I had a guess that would be your answer. And so when you go on adventures, what do you not like to do?
At the museum, I was starting to get hungry, but my mom said we were going to go eat in a little bit, but I was really hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hunger is a common theme that I've learned kind of makes adventures a little bit more challenging sometimes. So, but yeah, did you get to eat after a while?
Yeah.
Yep. Did that help?
We were actually with a lot of our friends from a co-op go to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys all got to do it together. That's so fun. Adventures are pretty fun when you have good friends alongside you. And so we are talking today that God placed his own son into Mary's tummy and that Mary trusted God. Because what is the name of God's son?
Jesus.
That's exactly correct. That one was off the record and you got it spot on. And so we're really thankful that we see that God has given us his son as a baby because we know that his baby son grows up to be our savior and even now plays a part in our stories because he's still our savior. And even though we can't see him, he's with us and he sits right now up in heaven. And so I'm going to ask you a quick question. I want you to imagine this. Imagine walking into your kitchen the morning of Christmas and seeing something unbelievable waiting for you, Miss Emma. What would make your mind explode? What would make you say, oh, how could this happen?
If it was a puppy.
All right. I hope your parents are taking notes. And so, yes, if there was a puppy sitting in the kitchen, you'd be like, what? How could this happen? In today's story, we hear Mary ask, kind of that same question. Her mind is like exploding. It's all hot and spicy because she's like, what? God's gift to her was threatening to explode her mind because she was hard for her to figure out. And she was so patient and believing and trusting and calm in the process. And so where are we in the Bible, Miss Emma?
Luke.
We are in the book of Luke, that's right. We've been looking through the Gospel of Luke to see the stories and the adventures and the characters that are so important in the Advent story. And so here we are. The angel Gabriel has just promised Mary a son who will rule over God's people forever. It's not surprising that she has a question for Gabriel. So as Miss Emma reads, I want our listeners to be listening, looking out for how the angel answers Mary's question. All right, Emma, go ahead and read our Bible passage for us today.
And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be your relative Elizabeth, and her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
I love this so much. You did a great job. And so what we see here in this passage, Mary's like, excuse me, I have a question. How's this going to happen? This is super confusing. And then the angel goes on to tell her a little bit of the details of how it's going to happen and ends with the fact that God can do everything. And Mary's response is absolutely beautiful. And we see it actually pretty much contrasted to the response of Zechariah. When Zechariah heard that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby, he had a hard time believing that. And he asked questions and he doubted. And here Mary is asking questions, but her questions actually result in her having faith and believing that what the angel has to say is true. And I love Mary says, "I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." And the angel went away. Do you think that Mary might have had some worries after this announcement to her?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think she felt maybe after this?
Surprised.
Yeah, I bet she felt extremely surprised, right? Maybe a little confused too, right? And maybe a little like, wow, this is a lot, right? Overwhelmed. Do you see here that she is trusting God with her nervousness, with her fear, with her worry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like this helps you to understand how you can trust God when you're feeling some of those things? Do you ever feel nervous?
Well, sometimes I do.
Yeah. Do you ever feel worried about something?
I don't know.
I think probably. Right? You're like, what are we going to do then? How's that going to work? Then what am I going to do? And so you see that Mary set such a good example for you and for me and for all of our listeners, that when we have things come into our story that we're like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Maybe even extremely overwhelming, that we can trust God with it. Is there anything right now in your life that you are trusting God for? You're like, I don't understand this, but I'm going to trust God. I think that's a good thing for you to think about. And for all of our listeners to think about too. We're like, what in my story right now is making me worried, nervous, full of fear? How can I trust God with what this looks like?
I don't know.
Yeah. And you don't have to know right now. We just got to keep thinking about it, right? We're like, how? How can God enter into our stories? Mary's life is about to be turned upside down. And some of this would be pretty hard challenges for her. And so for us, we want to thank God that he really can do everything and he can make a way and he is the way maker. And he can absolutely bring about in our story what he's wanting to for the big story he's writing for the whole world. And so, Miss Emma, I'm wondering, can you close us in prayer for today and just thank God that he can make a way?
Sure. God, thank you for this day. I pray that everyone that is traveling has a safe travel, and that my brother Kenton, when he comes down here, when it's Christmas, that he'll be safe. And I pray for my sister Caitlin. Well, she's done with college and married, that she has a safe time down in Colorado. Amen.
Amen. All right, can you close out our podcast today by just wishing our listeners all a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you guys back here tomorrow.